Fear of Hashem is a concept that's demonstrated in the Torah many times over. Evil people get punished time and time again. When people don't live up to their potential, they're pushed in the right direction with a little dose of Yirat Shamayim. It's not really possible to serve Hashem in a realistic way without having Yiro, which is a literal fear. We're human beings. We experience yiridos and aliyos, meaning times that we are inspired, times that we're motivated to do the right thing, times that we're full of energy and excitement to do the mitzvahs, chesed, daven, and all other spiritual acts. But we also have many times when we are at low tide. We have no motivation, things are looking bleak, our energy and interest is on low ebb. What can we fall back on in those times to keep serving Hashem nonetheless and not falling? Only Yirat Shamayim. Fear of Hashem is the pillar that everything else is built upon, because it's unshakable. And Avodas Hashem needs to be strong and rooted, and only Yirat Shamayim gives us that. When we fear Hashem, the key is to never lose sight of what we are fearing. We're not fearing getting hurt, getting sick, losing money, embarrassment, or all the other forms of painful experiences. Those fears create anxiety, and they would most likely leave us cold and unmotivated. It's hard to do anything when frozen with fear. It's not Avodas Hashem. What we do fear is Hashem. We fear becoming distant from Him. We fear ending up in a place where it will be necessary to schlep us back through difficult methods. When a person fears getting hurt, and that's the whole nature of his fear, it doesn't bring one closer to Hashem. But when a person fears Hashem and respects Hashem's power and greatness, it inspires us to serve Him. If the fear is all directed at oneself, then it has the opposite effect. It causes us to forget Hashem because we're just concentrating on ourselves. We've spent the past two weeks discussing the concepts of Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem cares, He looks out for everything we do. Hashem manipulates the world and makes whatever happens, happen. Why does He care? Because He loves us and He wants us to be zeicha to the best possible good that there is. And the best possible good is Kirvas Hashem, closeness with Hashem, having a relationship with Him. Now, if we realize that, then it's self-understood that if Hashem cares and watches and monitors what we're doing, then if we do the right thing, it'll bring us closer. But if we do the wrong thing, He won't just leave us to destroy ourselves. So if we can achieve the recognition of Hashem's presence, the fear of Hashem is a natural product of that clarity. If Hashem is watching and He cares, then there's no monkeying around. It's important to understand as well that it's wrong to think that serving Hashem out of fear is a low level of Judaism. You might think, shouldn't we want to serve Hashem out of love for all that He does for us and continues to do for us? Don't Sfarim even say that serving out of simple fear is the very lowest level of service? And it's true, this is true in a certain way. Yes, if we leave our service to Hashem at that level forever, we only serve out of fear, we have lost out on much greater levels of service and the ability to become very close to Hashem. But here's the key. We can't serve Hashem without fear. Yes, we need to develop greater and higher levels of service, but the base level that every single person needs to have is that basic fear that Hashem is watching, Hashem knows, Hashem remembers, and Hashem will deal with us according to our actions. So in short, Hashem wants us to serve Him with this fear, besides that He wants us to serve Him out of love. And if we work in developing and clarifying this fear of Hashem, we are doing Ritzon Shamayim to the highest degree. And truthfully, the most coveted title a person could want to attain is that he or she is a God-fearing Jew, a Yirat Shamayim.